This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Today we're going to be talking about memories of historic downtown Murfreesboro. And I know you're going to want to be a part of this show. And we have some folks who are going to be telling some of these great stories and reminiscing about some of the things that they have found in some of the stores. Judy Goldie is with us this morning. Judy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And I see you brought Marion Bean and his wife, Doris, with us. They are very much a part of downtown. Have had some great memories from downtown. And Sarah Clays, did I pronounce the last name?
Yes. Correct?
Okay. Good to have you with us. Let's start, Marion and Doris, you were there on the square with the vacuum cleaner and the jewelry store, right there in history. I mean, I've been in your store before, and you've pointed out places where some of the governors and some of the senators and representatives of our state actually met. How did they meet in your store?
Well, What do you mean?
Well, now your store was all, at one time part of the state capitol, wasn't it?
Oh yes, the records for the state of Tennessee was displayed and used in the 109 building for many years. Well, what was it?
Eight years that it was the capital of Tennessee.
Wow. Okay. It was the capital of...
Now, the 109 building, for people who may not know what that is, Judy...
That's Bella's Boutique, yes.
Okay. That's where Bella's Boutique is.
That's
okay.
Right. That's what it is now. Yes, okay. Sir.
So, do you ever at night have feelings of maybe having some of the folks from earlier days there with you still?
You know, it's amazing about those buildings. There's definitely energy there. And, I mean, I think that's the beauty of being in those 200-year-old buildings is just the history, you know, who's come and gone. You definitely feel the warmness in those buildings that you can't feel anywhere else in Murfreesboro. So, absolutely, you do feel the energies.
Now, Sarah, which building are you in? Tell us about that.
Judy and I are sharing the 107 building.
What is 107? Which building is that?
107 is the one we're probably most excited about at the moment because Sarah and I are opening the greenery on the square.
Oh, okay.
And it's not open yet, but we're hoping this weekend, Friday, we're keeping our fingers crossed that Friday may be our opening day. We're trying
Fantastic.
To catch that, you know, Friday night concert live and just be able to show off what we've accomplished there together. And we're real excited about what's going on there in that building.
So come hungry.
Come hungry. Come ready to buy some really fun stuff. Going to have organic groceries. So we're going to have an organic grocery store right down in our historic downtown. Fresh produce. We're going to have Sarah has. She's kind of incorporating her business that she had, the Health Nut Sandwich Company. So we'll have healthy sandwiches, salads, hummus, veggies, nice drinks for people, a little place for you to sit and enjoy your sandwich if you want to stick around and hang out with us. We'll have local art, garden goods, homemade iron pieces. We've just got some really neat things to show off.
It sounds like a great place. It really does. And we're looking at Friday, looking hopefully to get it open in time for the Friday Night Live.
That's what we are trying to accomplish this week.
Now, let's look a little more at some of the history of the downtown area. Marion, as you go back to when you started on the Murfreesboro Square, what was the square like? What was the mood? What was the atmosphere of the square?
It was nice, but it was old, and this is before any renovation had really gotten started. I started out with Singer. in 1963. Mm-hmm. And they was over next to the men's shop on the west side.
Okay, I remember her.
You remember
where
that
is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Singer stayed there until the next year in 64. They moved to the south side. Okay. And I worked for them 4 years.
And that was during an era when everybody was wanting to make things look more modern.
Oh, yeah.
And so they put some type of aluminum facade on buildings to cover up that ugly brick.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing how the trend changes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with this generation. Mm-hmm. And we're going back 150 to 200 years.
And it really looks beautiful. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it is gorgeous. Uh-huh. Now, as you did renovations, because you were in business at the time when the Main Street program really got started, mm-hmm. and you started doing renovations, as mm-hmm. you started taking out some of that old facade and things of that sort, did you ever come across anything that sort of surprised you?
Well, not really. Jane Lee was a great help to me back in those days.
Right.
And what we did, we got some old pictures of the buildings that were downtown. And in my buildings, the 111, the 109, and the 107. And this is why we call them that, because it's easier to say 107 and
right.
109 and 111.
We just have to get our thinking in that direction.
Yeah. And they're side by side. But anyway, Jane Lee was great, and she got the loan that I could handle to do the construction work. And we saw these pictures of this of those two buildings together, which was originally one building. And back in when it was built, it was called a storehouse.
It was all one store.
One store, and the living quarters was upstairs.
Okay, that's the way people did. They lived upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
If you go upstairs, do you have a feeling that there was a home there at one point?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, it really is, you know. And this is why that we fell in love with it.
The buildings.
Yeah.
The buildings.
And each other.
Oh.
But it was just.
But you didn't move in there, Doris, did you?
No, we didn't move in. I had enough of the square at the end of the day.
So what we did, we saw this picture with these windows.
Uh-huh.
And I told this fellow that does my construction work for me, I says, why don't we, well, I did this myself. Went upstairs, and I took a streak all the way across the inside the front wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if those windows are in there. And I chipped off all of that plaster all the way across, and there were those windows.
From 100 plus years ago.
Yeah, yes.
200 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. And there were those windows in good shape for the years.
Now, what kind of business was this originally? Was it just a general merchandise store?
Oh, yeah, it was. Mr. Enos Harris was there at a fabric store.
Okay.
In the 109 building. Of course, Altman's moved in
1931.
1931 in the 111 building. And
that's trendy pieces now.
That's trendy pieces now. Thank you, Bart.
So
I'm just trying to keep my mind straight.
So then we got started on it, and it just everything just fell into place. And they finished it up, and it was beautiful.
Now, do all of these buildings have basements? Usable
yes.
basements,
not
I guess?
Usable.
Well, not usable.
Not really. It just had open space under there. Now, the 107.
The greenery.
The greenery.
The 107 was O'Brien Brothers Grocery. You
okay.
remember those?
I remember the name. I don't remember the grocery. When
okay,
was it here?
And it had two big steel doors that you open, and this is where they kept supplies and coal.
Okay.
Of course, they had a heater that put coal heater, you know. And but that was all as far
as the basement was used for.
Yeah, and it was just open space underneath them.
And then I understand the Shacklett's building was what was it? Another grocery, wasn't it?
At one time, that was. Let's see.
It was D. George.
That's right, D. George.
It wasn't a grocery store. It was a restaurant.
A restaurant. Okay.
Now they have a usable basement at Shacklett's. Yeah. And that is next door to the 107, which is the greenery.
Good job. Good job, Mrs.
Bing. And of course, upstairs of that, it was for a home also.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you think we'll start seeing that happening again? I know there's been conversation, and then of course the Lowry's built a home, mm-hmm. but we're looking at, there's a lot of unused space.
Lots of people are wanting apartments upstairs, but codes are so strict that it's sort of a big deal to make apartments in the upstairs.
Yes. Mr. C.B. Arnett, you remember him?
I absolutely do.
Mm-hmm. Mr. C.B. ever so often would call me. And he says, Bean, we need to talk. He says, I've got an idea. And I wanted to tell him, treat it gently, you know. But he wanted to put apartments up over the 109 and the 111 mm-hmm. building. And I told him, I said, well, it, you know, it's getting kind of late for me to start something like this. But that was his... That's what he thought about.
That was his dream.
Was his dream, is to have living quarters above the buildings downtown.
I think it's a lot of people's dreams.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's just...
This is his book, From Mink Slide to Main Street.
Interesting book.
People need to
get that.
Yeah.
You can purchase it or you can check it out at the Line Ball Library.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think they may have it at some of the stores downtown. Do you know where...
It seemed like the City Cafe...
Okay.
Did have some. I don't know if they still got them or not.
That's a good book to...
A lot of history.
Especially for people who are new to the area and are not mm-hmm. familiar with Murfreesboro, the Mink Slide to Main Street, great book. Now, as you look around the downtown area, there are some apartments down there, I believe, where they sort mm-hmm. of grandfathered in, because there's one on West Main, I think, above the old News Journal building.
Binks Supporting Goods.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He has one.
Which one?
Binks has a completed living space above their store.
And then
John Harrison.
Right.
That's his building.
That's mm-hmm. his building.
And is there one over near City Cafe, above City Cafe?
It used to be.
It's not anymore.
Okay, just an empty...
It's not up to codes, and so they can't lease it as an apartment.
Okay. And I guess parking... Might be a problem.
Well,
I don't
think parking is all that much of a problem, but, you know.
You just had to bring in sprinkler systems and things like that. That would be very
quite
costly.
Expensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it could be done at some point down the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, we're seeing the downtown area, and have seen for a pretty good while now, really coming back strong. And you're not seeing that in other places. I mean, we're seeing buildings that are full and being used, and in the daytime, you can go down there, and the place is full. And now at night, you can go down there, and the place is full.
Absolutely.
Different crowd, but it's being used pretty much all the time now, which is really good. And that really says a lot for our community. And you go into some other areas not too far from here who have attractive downtowns that are wasting away, and the buildings are empty. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing happening there. What do you think the secret to having this one be as successful? What's the secret to that, I wonder?
Energetic people like Judy.
Okay.
That is the main thing.
I think there is a lot of people in this downtown area that has fallen in love with this square. I'm one of them, and I think Sarah feels the same way. And there's so many awesome business owners down here. And if folks haven't been in a historic downtown in a while, oh, my word, the different restaurants that we have, the retail that is here, there is so much interesting things here that you can't find other places. And I think it's just the passion, the people that have developed a passion for this downtown area, like all of us sitting here has. And now people are really finding it interesting, fun, and exciting. And we have great events down here. There's a lot of things, I think, that's contributed in that. So I think there's a lot of passionate people downtown that want to see it grow and become just amazing.
It's really becoming an in place for tourists as well. And I noticed
we've preserved the courthouse. That's the main item, I think, on the
Absolutely.
Square is that beautiful courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at one time they were wanting to just tear it down completely and build a new one, but that was overruled. So thank goodness. One of the most beautiful courthouses in the country.
That's right.
I couldn't believe it when I heard that. That was in the 1950s.
Yeah.
They were wanting to tear it down to build more parking areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
But
so
that was overruled, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, that might be something, when we open up the phone lines in about 5 minutes, people may want to share some memories about the courthouse, about some of the stores that you remember downtown, maybe some of the shoe stores, maybe when Penny's was on the square itself. Of course, Penny's was a block off the square for a period, but maybe some of the memories you have about Goldstein's or some of the other stores that were a part of our downtown history. We'll be talking about that in about 5 minutes, so be thinking about those questions. And for many of those stores, when you go into them, I wonder if there's much of those memories left. I mean, when you go into the Goldstein's building, you're in a government building now. But I wonder if you went downstairs into the basement or upstairs into the attic area, would you see any signs that there had ever been a retail business there?
I think for the people that went to Goldstein's, you know, could go back and memories would be there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
That was a fire store.
The newer generation coming in, you know. There's no way to describe what a beautiful store Goldstein's
was. It was comparable to any of the upscale full-line department stores, not only in merchandise, but in the way they displayed their goods. And you had that feeling when you walked into it. It was a big, wide-open area.
And I believe it was a 90-some-odd years building, a business, Goldstein's was.
Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We will be back, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you have any questions or any memories you'd like to share with us, that phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Stay with us, and we'll be right back, and we'll be taking your phone calls. Reminiscing, going back a few years.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9. AM 1450, TV 11.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Chuck Clemens. I'm very excited about all the new growth here at Ford of Murfreesboro. I'm glad all my friends are still here. I've been here for 19 years.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro.
A lot of us have been working in Murfreesboro a long time, and we hope to continue seeing our valuable customers.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
You play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We're starting to see some very heavy traffic out there along Interstate 24, and some of that's being affected westbound, headed through Smyrna into Davidson County by a crash at mile marker number 53, so just be careful of that on this Tuesday morning commute. We're also seeing plenty of volume on Murfreesboro Road through Smyrna and Laverne, and all points of access to the interstate now very busy. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant by the Tennessee and the Nashville scene. Also voted cleanest with the best service. Have dinner tonight. Go online, LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Charlie Sarnian. That's WGNS traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For this afternoon, we'll see sunny skies and hot with a high near 97 degrees and a heat index as high as 100. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low near 72 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki.
Right now, 77.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard near the South Rutherford Boulevard. There's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
We're back again. And our number is 893-1450. And this is the segment where we open up the phone lines. And if you have a memory you'd like to share about downtown, call us, 893-1450. Maybe it's one of your stores that you used to patronize up on the square. And you have some memories of that. Call and share those with us, 893-1450. I'm sure nobody remembers back when Mink Slide was actually Mink Slide. That goes back to the fur trader days, and people were skinning animals up on that. That would be quite a few years ago. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I remember Mr. Wolf's little dress shop up on the square. He was one of the nicest men. I had just graduated from high school, and I always did my shopping with him because he was always such a good man, and he was always so good to me and my mama. but I remember Mr. Wolf.
Now, so that people can have a better idea, where was that store in relation to the square right now?
When you come up on the square, not at the red light, but you know, when you hit that little guild from Maple Street, you would turn left then, I guess. And he was down there, I think Cowan's was down there on the end, and it was about two or three back up toward Cowan's, dress shop.
Some good memories there then.
Yes, he was the nicest man. I just loved to go up there because I just started working, just graduated and started working. And he was, you know, I didn't have much money back then, but he was always so good because sometimes he'd give you a good deal. But he was just a really sweet man.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. You have a great day.
Thanks.
You know, I hear also that the downtown square was the socializing place also. Bill Shacklett has said that he remembers where people would just walk around the square, and if they saw somebody they needed to talk to and they didn't have a place to sit, they'd just sit in somebody's car.
I said, Bill,
you mean it was not your car and you just sit in it? And Doris, you say you've done that?
I've done that with my mother. Yes, I have.
Didn't feel funny. Boy, wouldn't you feel funny today, though?
Oh, today you would, sure. Yeah.
Times change.
You would be out of place. You would be suspicious.
and I've heard some of the other folks talk about how on Saturday night, which was the night everybody came to town, stores would be open late. I mean, real late.
That's
sometimes
right.
Midnight.
Wow.
As late as the people were there.
Yeah.
Because that was what happened. And people would ride trains into town. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. From Christiana. They would catch a train in Christiana and come to town.
That is a different time. Now, if any of you remember riding the train, call us. Tell us about that. I'd love to hear that story. 893-1450, because that was probably back when the trains were powered by coal. And I took one of those excursions across the Cumberland Plateau a few years back, one of those fall excursions, and they had one of the old locomotives powered by coal, and the windows were open. That coal gets on you.
It does.
I did not realize that. I mean, but it really gets, you can feel the grittiness in the air. 893-1450, do any of you remember some of the times that the old clock up on the cupola, on the courthouse, that old clock was there from the beginning? It's changed over the decades, but that's always been a central theme of the downtown area. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
fine. How you doing, Bob?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I remember so many memories. I remember Princess Theater.
Oh, yeah.
McLennan's.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, I remember the courthouse. My uncle was the first custodian there, Will Simmons.
Oh, okay.
And I used to go there every Saturday, and he would let me ride the elevator. And that was an experience for me.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we used to come to town on Saturdays at the Minx line and stay all day to about 1 o'clock in the morning. I remember all of that.
Times were different then.
I mean, yeah, I'm just only 63 years old, but I remember all of this.
What
there were so many stores. That was Graber's and JCPenney's and Cowan's and Char's and so many things I remember.
What was your favorite store downtown? What place just as a kid kept pulling you to it like a magnet?
McLennan's.
All right.
I love the popcorn. You could smell it outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, they had a basement, too, didn't they? Or did?
Yes, they did.
That's
yeah,
what I was
did.
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, and just all sorts of goodies there.
Yeah, so much to remember. And, you know, I wish I had some of those days back.
Wouldn't it be nice to get in a time machine?
Those good days.
Oh. You could almost taste that popcorn.
Yes,
I can smell it right now.
I can too. And walking on those wooden floors, you walk in, you could hear your footsteps screech, 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 screech.
You know, that's what I like about Holden Hardware still.
Yeah.
I think it's the only store downtown with those old wooden floors.
Right.
And I mean, these are Trendy Pieces has.
We have original flooring in all three stores, at least in a portion of the store has the original flooring. We have stripped down to get to the original flooring. So mm-hmm. we got a little squeaking going on, especially at the greenery.
I think that's really neat, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, the gentleman was talking about Singer's Sewing Center.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandmother wouldn't shop nowhere else. She, every week, she would say, Mary B., take me to Singer's. I got to get me some vacuum bags. I got to get a part for my sewing machine. I remember all of that. And after she passed, I still went to that store mm-hmm. to get my vacuum bags. But when they went out of business, it just hurt me to my heart.
We still have people come in saying, where is the sewing center? And I'm like, well, they're retired. They're traveling. This is what we're doing in these spaces now. But we still have people looking for the beans.
Oh, okay.
Well, we
thank you very much for listening to me.
You have a great day, and thank you for sharing that memory with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, I can smell that popcorn, too. I'm getting getting hungry now. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
Fine. And I was just listening to the former speaker
mm-hmm.
That was just down. She is also right about a lot of those places. And I'm just wondering who has to say about tearing down all these buildings and stuff that have a lot of value and stuff to them. Because, it's, you know, tearing down these things and putting nothing and leaving it blank like that, it's not like it used to be. Because just like you say, it used to be real, real fun, and you have a lot of stuff to do, and that is a lot of reason that a lot of people, they don't have things to do and get into things and all that. I mean, you know, if it had been, you know, just like it used to be, it might have cut down on some of these crimes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, the city is trying to maintain the beauty of the square. They have tried to, Judy, you've gone through this about how the city is stringent on preserving the historical feeling that was originally there.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of us are making that effort to get down to the original, like we've expose the original 200-year-old bricks in our building, especially the greenery on both sides. It's brick all the way down. So, yes, I think the city is making an effort to keep the square beautiful. I do realize things like the Red Rose has recently been torn down, and I know a lot of people feel saddened when some of the older buildings do come down. But I do feel, however, that a lot of the buildings in our immediate downtown area actually is going the other way, as Mr. Miss Bean says, kind of full circle, you know, taking away seven layers of wall coverings to actually get back to the original brickwork. So maybe we are seeing our square full circle. Maybe we are getting that feeling again where you can stroll around the square and go in and out of the stores and kind of get that old-time feeling. That's what we all are striving for, is for people to get that same feeling that they had back when the Beans were running their retail spaces downtown, and we're all striving to get to that. So I feel like the city is trying to keep a lot of our spaces very beautiful, whether it be planting more trees or keeping place, you know, things clean, or having the Jazz Fest or having the Friday Night Live concert. So there's a lot of really fabulous things going on downtown, even though I feel hearts are saddened when a building may come down like the Red Rose.
And of course, I think that efforts were made to save that building. I know Gloria Christie had gone through that, and after she had been through it, she said, you know, it's really sad. This building is deteriorating so quickly, and it's beyond, it basically is beyond repair.
And there are times that we have to go in that direction, but fortunately, a lot of the buildings are in great shape.
Thank you for calling, too, by the way. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I was just thinking some of my fondest memories of the square was all the grocery stores around the square. I'm sure you don't remember that, but used to have grocery stores, I guess, on every side of the square. And one of my favorite stores was Mr. O.A. Lamb's store down on Church Street, if you remember that. And so it's just some wonderful memories there. I remember McClellan's and other places, and of course the Mullins, and all those that just make memories so precious to me. Just thinking about the good old times that we had a long time ago. I'm 75 years old, and I appreciate you having Mayor and his wife on. I've known them from the time they were dating, and know their mother and father, and people like them have made the square, you know, the shopping pleasure that it's always been, and I really, really appreciate them. And also Junior, who ran Junior's Market for so long of the time.
Those are some great places, very definitely.
Yes.
And,
tell Marin and
Doris.
Doris.
I'm listening to you. What's your name?
Jack Bailey.
Jack Bailey. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You remember we went to church together?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'll miss you.
Remember when you and Doris were dating, really.
That's right.
And remember your dad and her dad and mother, and those things just make life worth living, you know?
Those were the days.
Have friends like you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, we thank you for sharing those memories, and you made Doris and Marion smile over here, and they're bringing back memories, too.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jack.
Our number is 893-1450. This is your show, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
Back in the 50s. There was a lot of people living upstairs over the stores on the square. You couldn't find a place to live in Murfreesboro because Seward Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah.
There were not any apartments and all that stuff like we have today. But the cutest thing I remember about back in those days, on Saturday night, people would cruise the square. And
that was entertainment.
One Saturday night, we were driving around sort of late, and somebody in the car with us looked up and they said, "There is a man sitting on that porch over that store." It was Mr. DeGeorge. He enjoyed sitting on the porch where Shackley's is now.
Mm-hmm.
and watching the traffic go around the square, I guess.
What a great place to sit, too. I could enjoy that myself.
But people did live uptown over to a bunch of stores, and now they're trying to bring it back.
Oh, I hope they do, too. I think that would be a real plus for the downtown area. And I think the Lowry's move to downtown is maybe going to open that door up a little bit. Well, we thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing pretty good. Is it me?
It is you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We haven't mentioned Brown's Shoe Store in Miller and Ivy that was right next to it. And Brown's Shoe Store used to sell naturalizers, so naturalizer shoes. So when I was in about the 7th or 8th grade, I bought a pair of navy blue that had a beige vamp-like in them with a strap across them. And I remember my mother had to get her shoes there. She thought she did all the time. And she wore AAA over quad A heels, and I'd always know what size shoes my mother wore when I was just a little bitty girl. And Miller and Ivy, when they were next to, they moved out, but they were next to Brown's Shoe Store, and then they moved. They had cars that had heavy chrome, and when I was a little girl, I mean just really a little girl, people would get on the sidewalk, and there'd be people from Cannon County out of town, you know, and Murfreesboro people would talk, and they'd gather and talk. Well, I didn't have anything to do. And I'd parade around looking the chrome of the car, and I was a huge, real small, little midget girl. And I can remember so much that. And then the A.L. Smith store there on the corner where the florist, Henry Florist, was. Mr. A.L. Smith and them were there for years, the druggist and pharmacist. And they had a, you know, a stove that was cold, a coal stove, and it was like that was the only heat they had. And then speaking of Mr. Mullins, I remember talking to Mr. Mullins a few years ago, and he was telling me his birthday was in August, so I think he would be in his 90s, kind of late 90s.
Yes.
But I'm almost sure he told me his birthday was in August, because I remember August birthdays, because I have one. So, you know, I remember Mr. and Ms. Mullins, and it doesn't seem like their children ought to be great-grandparents, I guess, by now. But it is a lot of old-time Rutherford County people and times, and just really, and then the music shop where on the square. And Mr., I can't think who he was, but I used to go in there and buy some of my music pieces.
Marvin Burton?
No, well, yeah, Marvin worked there before he and Brenda married, but I was trying to think of the one that bought it after, what was his name? He worked
there. Van Sickle.
Yeah, Mr. Van Sickle. That's exactly right, yes.
Those are some good memories.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I just, talking about Mr. Lamb's Grocery, that's where I always went to find my daddy, to go to the country when we came to town, and he visited him and Mr. Lamb. So they're great people, Mr. Ewan, and now Mr. Ewan and Dwayne's son works at Kroger's. Dwayne Lamb's grandson worked at Kroger's in the produce. I think he's still there over on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And just recently I learned who he was, about a couple of years ago, when I say recent.
You know, it's interesting how people, their families get into a certain business, and then generations later, they too continue in those same businesses. Thank you very much for sharing those memories with us. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll continue the conversation. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're reminiscing today about the uptown Murfreesboro area. Judy Goldie is with us, along with Sarah Clays and Marion and Doris Bean. They've been there and done it. So if you have some memories, call.
But I remember when I couldn't keep my hands away. The thrill is gone, there's no desire. Girl, we've got the theme, the fire. We've got to get it on again. Work it out together. Learn to love again. We've got to make a try.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM,
overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
WeatherEye.
For this afternoon, we'll see sunny skies and hot with a high near 97 degrees and a heat index as high as 100. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low near 72 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Right now, 77.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Stand by!
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
Is on the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Found time enough to love. I found love enough to hold you.
And we're sort of romping through time this morning. Some memories of the downtown Murfreesboro area, 893-1450. Oh, if you want to romp through time and have some fun, I want to remind you that this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the theater over at the Patterson Community Center, they're going to be showing a great Roy Rogers film. And you know, the good guys always win in these cowboy flicks. And in addition to this film, Roy Rogers' film, Under Western Skies, which I believe was his first real starring role in a movie, so that's an important one. In addition to seeing that movie, his daughter Cheryl is going to be here in town too. Now, what a great opportunity for you as maybe a grandparent to bring your child, who's an adult, and bring their children, your grandchildren, and let them share the memories of what it was like growing up with cowboy movies, and talk with Cheryl Rogers, who grew up right there with Roy and Dale. Can you imagine having them as your parents, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans? Well, that's going to be the conversation, and it's going to be a fun one. In addition to that movie, they're going back, and Doris and Marion, you probably remember the old TV show that's told about your life with Ralph Edwards. Oh, this yeah. is Your Life. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans were honored, and they're going to show that one, too. So just a full afternoon, and this is at the Patterson Community Center in the theater there. Admission's $5 and the tickets are available at the door. So you can really reminisce and have a good time Saturday. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thank you. I just couldn't let you all get off the air without remembering the Ship's Coffee Shop.
Oh, yes.
I worked there, and we was open 6:30 every week. And we fed people from 6 o'clock in the morning till 8 at night or later.
Now, where was that?
Down on South Church.
On South Church.
Right,
okay.
Down below Lamb's Grocery Store, and right above Lamb's was the Arnott's Grocery Store. Mm-hmm. I remember Goldstein's, all of those buildings there, Smith's, Drugstore, Brown's, everything they've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted us to remember Ship's Coffee Shop because she was really a good person. She had good food, and we'll never forget it.
What was your favorite meal there at Ship's? What was your favorite item?
Well, I worked there.
But you, I'm sure you had some of the food.
And we had some good food. It just anything that she cooked everything. That's and we were there during World War II. Mm-hmm. And soldiers would come in on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And oh, they just enjoyed everything. And we had boarders all over Muffetsburg at that time, and they ate three meals a day there.
Oh, that's good. This ship later moved down on East Main.
It was good, and we thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
As it was on, where was it again? On
she East? Later moved down on East Main.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
Okay, great. I'm good. And how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, Bart, I was just reminiscing by listening to your program. We moved back to Tennessee in 1963. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother lived in the Shiloh community. And when we would come to town to visit with her, my grandfather would get his hair cut at Mr. Fred Malone's barbershop. Mm-hmm. Right, I think it's a doctor's office there now, right across from the City Plaza.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, and his family did live upstairs because we would go up there and play with his daughter, Dorothy. Mm-hmm. And then about two doors down, if I'm not mistaken, going toward the square, the late Robert T. 90 Scales had what we call a sandwich shop, snack shop there. And my favorite was the fried weenie sandwich. And I would always make sure I would get one.
A fried weenie sandwich.
Fried weenie sandwich, Bart.
That sounds good to me.
That was my favorite. And then right up the street, I think, somewhere near Moreno's or right down from it, mm-hmm. there was a drugstore there, Stickney and Griffin Drugstore.
Uh-huh.
And we would go in there to top our weenie sandwich off with two or three scoops of ice cream, and you could get it for a quarter, and it was almost as tall as you were.
Boy.
And I remember at that time, you know, maybe drugs and things weren't as bad, because I remember my grandmother would write her prescription number on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. She'd go in there and tell him that's what she needed. She needed a dollar's worth, and that would probably last her for about a month.
Boy, times have changed, haven't
they? Oh, tell me about it. But I just wanted to call in and give my little two cents on what I remember when I was a small girl after we moved back to Tennessee after my father retired from the Army.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
We have time for one more real quick call. Real quick here. You're on WGNS Murfreesboro. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
I just wanted to say hi to my cousin Marion there. And
Floyd.
Remind everybody about a store I've never heard mentioned on these memories, Reinhardt Studio on the corner of South Maple and Vine. They made photographs, and they were the reverse image. Really? Everything would turn out backwards.
Why would people want that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Hello, Nehi.
I have a lot of those pictures in my collection.
How you doing, Nehi?
Hey, Marion. Good to talk to you,
buddy. We need to get you to bring your instrument up here and play one day for us.
That's right.
That'd be fun. We could have some fun on those memories.
Well, it might reduce your listening audience.
No, I don't think so. We could go back to some earlier days. We have pictures of you right here at the studio back in, I guess, the 40s and 50s. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bart.
Have a great day. I don't know where the time has gone, but it has slipped away. And before we leave, any of you have any final thoughts that you want to share with us about the memories of downtown?
It's just wonderful to hear, you know, people's memories of this downtown. Every time I get a glimpse of one of those old pictures, I just can't do anything but just stare at it and try to figure out, you know, where it's located now. It's been a pleasure just hearing people calling in and sharing their memories and being with the Beans. They're always so full of knowledge. It's wonderful to hear what used to happen down here.
Special thank you to Judy Goldie, to Sarah Clays, and Marion and Doris Bean for joining us today and sharing memories about the historic downtown Murfreesboro. You have a super rest of the day. See you tomorrow.
WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.